This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands you need, from athletic stuff, like a full-court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff, like a half-mile stroll. Get those steps in! And for morning hikes up the mountain trail, good pace, to nighttime ghost stories from the camping chair. What a twist. Whatever level of active, Sierra loves it all. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
5 a.m., I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius. Live. Fit. Go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
New year, new me. Cute. But how about new year, new money? With Experian, you can actually take control of your finances, check your FICO score, find ways to save, and get matched with credit card offers, giving you time to power through those new year's goals you know you're going to crush. Start the year off right. Download the Experian app. Based on FICO score 8 model, offers and approval not guaranteed. Eligibility requirements and terms apply. Subject to credit check, which may impact your credit scores. Offers not available in all states. See Experian.com for details. Experian.
You're listening to The Western Rookie, a hunting podcast full of tips, tricks, and strategies from seasoned Western hunters. There are plenty of opportunities out there. We just need to learn how to take on the challenges.
Hunting is completely different up there.
I harvested 26 big game animals.
You can fool their eyes, but you can't fool their nose.
300 yards back to the road turned into 3 miles back the other way.
It's always cool seeing new hunters go and harvest an animal.
I don't know what to expect.
If there's anybody I want in the woods with me, it'll be you.
Welcome back to another Western Rookie bonus podcast brought to you by Go Hunt. Go Hunt is the title sponsor of everything we do here at the Western Rookie Podcast. And the reason for that is they are the best fit for the Western Rookie Podcast because they're the best tool, the best resource, the best gear shop for all of your Western hunts, whether you're a rookie getting into it or a veteran that lives in the mountains. The Go Hunt Insider Service is in a phenomenal deal. And if you use the code WESTERN, you're going to get $50 of free gear shop credit. That means 50 actual dollars towards your next purchase, whether that's $5, $10 items or a Mystery Ranch Metcalf pack like my own. You're going to get $50 off on that pack. It's $50. There's no conversion. It's not a point scheme where you have to look up, you know, how many points is this worth? It's just 50 straight bucks when you sign up using the code Western. So go, if it really, folks, if you're interested in Western hunting at all, Go Hunt Insider is the best place to go to get all your information. We're going to be using their application strategy today to give you an overview of what we're talking about, but there are so many more details out there, even in the application strategy, but then all of their other tools. So let's get into what today's episode is. We're going to be covering the New Mexico big game deadline. It's coming up. We're going to use their application strategies to go over some of the high overview details. But if you want more, go get signed up. Go check out the app strategy. Go get your applications in. With that, let's dive in. The New Mexico big game deadline, all species, is coming up March 20th at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. I always give you the time, but really, folks, get your apps in before March 20th. So there's a couple of really unique things about New Mexico that I really like. The number one thing is New Mexico does not have a point system at all, which is great because there's no such thing as point creep. You just have a straight odds at drawing, whether you're a resident or non-resident, your odds are going to change, but there's no point system. It's just straight lottery. Very interesting. You can also do party apps. Now, there's something about a party app you got to be aware of. New Mexico will not over-allocate a hunt due to a party app. Some states do. We've talked about that earlier, and we'll talk about a few of them coming up. New Mexico does not. So what does this mean? It means if there are five tags in a unit available and you have a party of four, which is the maximum for elk and antelope, you could draw that unit on your first. If you're the first application out of the pool, you could draw that unit. If they draw somebody else as a single individual app and they get that unit, there's four tags left, and they draw yours, you could get that unit. But if they draw two names, two individuals, they both get the unit, now there's three tags left, and they draw your group of four, you will be thrown out. You will not get drawn. They will not over-allocate. They will not draw partials. So your group of four would be thrown out. And so you really got to pay attention. You also have to pay attention because not every unit, especially for the non-residents, is going to have enough apps. They're not going to have enough tags available for a party app. So there might be only three antelope tags for a non-resident in a given unit, so you can apply as a group of four to that unit. If you apply for one of your choices, it'll just be thrown out. They'll move on to either your next choice or the next application entirely. So that's very interesting. The leftover tag strategy is also interesting, and this gets into a bigger part of the draw system. New Mexico's system has five options for elk, antelope, and I believe deer. How they look at your five choices is this. They will draw an application. They'll look at that application's first hunt choice. If there's enough tags available in that first hunt choice, they will award the application. So that means if there's an individual app and there's one tag left or at least one tag for that non-resident or resident, they will get it. If it's a group and there's enough for everyone in the group, they will get it. If there's not enough tags left, they'll go to your second choice. And they'll repeat that process. If there's enough tags available in your second choice for the application, you'll get the tag. If not, they'll go to your third choice. So your first three choices are looked at in one step. They will draw an application, and they'll look at that application's first three choices before they move on. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. If your third choice is not available, they throw your application down or back in, and they move on to the next application. And so now you might be wondering, what happens to my fourth and fifth choices? Everyone's fourth and fifth choices get assigned at the end for leftover tags. So after they go through every app's first, second, and third choice, whatever leftover tags are available, they'll start over and start going through fourth and fifth choices. So if your fourth choice is available, they'll give you the tag. If not, they'll go to your fifth choice. If your fifth choice is available, they'll give you the tag. Now, here's another part, though. If your fifth choice is not available and there's leftover tags still, they can award you a tag you did not apply for. So let me say that again. When they get to the leftover round, and if you have applied for fourth and fifth choices, and they look at your application, and they take your fourth choice, it's not available. They look at your fifth choice, and it's not available. And there are still leftover tags available in other hunt choices. They may allocate you one of those other hunt choices, and you will be charged the fee, or they will keep the fee. So be aware of that. And so the recommendation is from myself, from the team at Go Hunt, and the app strategy, If you do not want a random leftover tag, do not apply for fourth and fifth choices. Only use your first three choices. And you should use your first three choices. It's definitely worthwhile. Start high. That's the strategy that I'm going to give you. That's the strategy GoHunt is going to give you in the application strategy article. Start high. Start with your best quality hunt that you're interested in. So the hardest to draw hunt. And then progressively get easier and easier, especially if you really want to hunt New Mexico this year. Maybe start with a very high quality, high caliber hunt, and then your second choice, maybe you do a mid-tier hunt, and then your third choice, maybe you do a complete access hunt. Higher odds, lower trophy potential, and that's your best strategy of getting drawn. But definitely use all three choices. Now, tag allocation. We get a lot of comments out there on tag allocation questions. And like, is my podcast, is the Western Rookie, are these bonus episodes going to wreck non-resident or resident hunting due to non-residents? And the answer is no. The answer is always no, because every state has an allocation for residents and non-residents. So it doesn't matter whether I tell someone or you tell someone or they find out on their own, the non-resident tags are going to get assigned. There's not a state out there that has surplus non-resident tags at the end of the season. In the case of New Mexico, 84% of the tags minimum are reserved for residents. That means the opposite are maximums, right? So a maximum of 6% of tags can be applied to non-residents for each hunt unit. There cannot be 6.1. There could be 5% if residents draw more, but there cannot be 6.5%. 10% are for outfitters. So clients that have signed contracts with outfitters can have up to 10%, but not more than 10%. So there's still always a lot of tags for the residents. Now, in order to apply, you're going to have to spend your $65 on the hunting license, and you're going to have to front the cost of the tag, which it's kind of a bummer. A lot of states do it that way, though, so it's pretty common. And when we look at the costs, let's look at the cost for deer, antelope, and elk. Antelope's a $283 cost. Actually, before we get into this cost any further, we have to talk about hunt definitions. Another unique thing about New Mexico is they take every hunt choice and they assign it a definition for deer and elk. The definitions are standard, just a normal hunt unit, quality hunt unit, quality pricing. So this means that the unit has higher than average trophy potential and they're going to charge you more for it. The second classification, or the third classification, is high demand pricing, which means that this unit has higher than average applications and they're going to charge you more for it. The third one is quality and high demand unit with that quality and high demand pricing. So not much new there. And so now we can get into the tag costs. So for antelope, it's just $283 for a non-resident. The residents are pretty much like 15% of that. So 30, I think they're like 30 to 40 bucks. For deer, the standard license is $283 for a non-resident. The quality or high demand pricing is $368. So not a terrible increase. It's not like Wyoming's super tags or their special draw. Elk, $548 for a standard elk license, $773 for the quality license. So overall, really good prices in New Mexico. Very, very affordable, especially those standards for non-resident tag costs. Resident costs were pretty good across the board. I'm not going to get too much into detail there because if you're a resident of New Mexico, you know what your elk tags cost. But that is the overall cost to apply. So you're going to have to front that fee, whatever that is, for the ton choice you pick. Now, one last thing to get over go through in an overview of New Mexico is drought status. So right now, 2024, we are seeing a higher than last year drought status in New Mexico. If you get into Insider, you look at the app article, they've got a U.S. drought monitor picture here. Looks like there's some hot spots in the south, maybe a little bit in north central. But overall, across the entire state, we're seeing a little bit more drought activity than last year. However, it's not as bad as 2022 or especially 2021. 2021, a majority of the state was in severe drought status. So that is a little bit of a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. It's a moderate drought year, but not terrible. Last year, really good on drought year, good antler growth across the board. This year, we'll see how that affects antler growth in 2024. So that's kind of an overview of the entire state. Now let's dive into the elk details, because that's the elk and the antelope details. That's the big drop for New Mexico especially. So the elk breakdown, if you will, as it's called in the Go Hunt Insider Service, the application strategy, we call it the New Mexico's 2024 elk breakdown. So New Mexico, it's a very interesting state for elk. There are some giant elk in there. There are some access hunts in there. There's a little bit of everything in between. And they have a lot of different seasons available. So you can do the early archery. You can do a late archery. There's a lot of different things going on there. But for the top units, what the top breakdown units, you know, every one of them are 360 or 350 to 360, 370 inch potential for trophies. I mean, just phenomenally big bulls. Pretty good percentages of success rates. We're seeing some of these units. I'm looking at one right here. I'm not gonna name drop a unit. I don't want to blow one out of the water, but you know, 67% success rates in archery seasons, 73% success rate in muzzleloader season, 72-78% in the rifle seasons, 360 inch trophy potential, basically a 2-to-1 cow to bull ratio. Very, very quality hunt right there. That's a phenomenal. Who wouldn't like those odds? Here's the kicker: if you're a resident, you're looking at anywhere from 1-5% draw odds. If you're a non-resident, you're looking at basically 0.2-0.5% draw odds. Very hard to draw tags, some of these quality tags in New Mexico. But if you draw them, if you put these as your first choice and you draw them, because you always have a chance with their random lottery, no point system, you're in for a really special hunt. Now, if you move down to some of the mid-tier units, what are we looking at, right? So the mid-tier units in New Mexico, there's a lot of them in there from that 300 to upper 340s, maybe even a 350 trophy potential, which is any elk that starts with a 3 is huge, guys, especially as a non-resident hunter. You get 1 week a year. If you shoot a 300-inch bull, that is huge. A 280-inch bull is big. So, you know, it doesn't have to be 350 to be a trophy. Every elk is a trophy, especially with a bow, but some of these mid-tier units, they're still seeing some big elk. Now, the kicker is your success rates take that next step down. Typically, I mean, there's a couple in here where like a rifle season might see 80% success rates, but for the most part, these tier of units are going to be in that 20 to 30% success rates for most of the hunt types. And your draw odds kick up a little bit. So residents in these mid-tier units are averaging 20, 30% success rates for drawing. Non-residents, we're talking, you know, 1 to 10%. If you want to look at the full list, the best place to do it is the Filtering 2.0 or the draw odds tool inside of your Go Hunt membership. This table is also really good as it's a quick guide to see where should I start looking. But then you can get into that lower tier for elk hunts in New Mexico. So these are basically access hunts or units that have 10% odds or better for non-residents, which is a big jump. And here's what's really exciting, guys. Every one of these units that I'm looking at in this list have a trophy potential that starts with a 3. 300 to 340, I'm seeing success rates. Almost all the success rates are in the double digits, or at least one of the hunt types for that unit are in the double digits. And like the table says, all of the draw odds are greater than 10%. I even see one in here in this list that's 82% draw odds for non-residents. So lots of different units out there. There's more units than I just talked about. Obviously, you'd want to get into the Go Hunt Insider, do some filtering, but there's a lot of opportunity out there. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a lot of apps that go in for New Mexico that they pick a top tier unit like I described with like phenomenal quality, a mid tier unit like I described with still very strong quality, and then an access hunt if you really want to go to New Mexico and maybe have still a chance at a quality bull. I mean, 10% draw odds, 8% success rates for early archery, and 340-inch bull potential for one of these units I just picked at random. One of these other ones, 80% public land. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity in New Mexico. So that's the breakdown for elk. Lots of good elk in New Mexico. Let's move on to antelope. We're going to do it a little bit out of order just because that's the way the articles here are written. But New Mexico is quite a strong quality antelope state. I mean, it continues to produce giant antelope bucks each year. We're talking 80-plus inch bucks for the lucky hunters that draw the tags. The opportunity hunts, they're pretty good too. But some of these units are really phenomenal for quality antelope. So there's a lot of different hunt choices. Again, they have early archery. Some have an August rifle, while others have September and October rifle hunts. A couple of muzzleloader hunts are pretty good. The unique thing about antelope in New Mexico is they have unlimited over-the-counter private land antelope tags, which means if you get written permission from some landowner in New Mexico, you can go and walk into a game and fish office and buy a license or tag for that unit. You can only hunt that private property that you obtain permission for, but it's an access that you don't have in a lot of other states. So the other option, you could obviously book a hunt with an outfitter who has access to this private land, written access to the private land, and you can also buy the over-the-counter tag. So one caveat there for hunting in New Mexico for antelope. Now, with some of the trophy potentials here, so their top lists, it's all 75 and 80-inch antelope states or units. I mean, that's just phenomenal. The success rates are phenomenal, 85%, 100%, 75%, 65%, very strong. Now, here's the kicker. The draw odds are tough. I mean, that's resident draw odds for some of these units, less than 1% to 12%, 18%. Non-resident draw odds, pretty low. Some of these units have so few licenses available that they don't meet the threshold to even have a non-resident license, right? So that means basically if there's 10 tags or less, there's not going to be a non-resident tag because non-residents, the number is somewhere above 10 because they only get 6% of the allocation, right? So you need to have like 13, 15 tags in order to get a non-resident allocated tag. And some of these units just don't have it. So there's not a ton of non-resident tags in these upper tier antelope hunts. But you get into the hunts with non-resident permits, but limited public land access, you can start to get into some of these 3, 5, 8% units and some good odds, but you're going to have a tough time finding a place to hunt. So what does that mean? Antelope hunting, it's not going to be probably your main antelope state. If you draw, great. You can have a wonderful hunt if you can afford to front that cost, but still Wyoming, Montana, maybe a little bit of Colorado, Nevada, some of these other states are probably going to be your favorite for antelope. Let's move on to the New Mexico 2024 app strategy for deer. So New Mexico has mule deer and coos deer seasons. We're going to focus mostly on the mule deer here today. We already talked about the deadline for the app. It's the same March 20th. We've talked about the tag fees. The only thing that changes for your mule deer is you have, let me double check this before you all, how many hunt choices are we allowed in New Mexico? 5 hunt choices for deer in New Mexico again. So everything's the same. So we're just going to go right down to the breakdown. Now, New Mexico, it's not known for a giant mule deer state, right? It's not the same as Colorado, Arizona, Utah, Idaho, parts of Idaho. I mean, there's big deer in New Mexico, but overall, it's generally considered an opportunity state. Now, here's the caveat with that. It's definitely underrated for some trophy mule deer. It's not going to produce a ton of 200-inch bucks, but there's a lot of opportunity for that 160 to 180 class buck, which is a really, really good buck. And so the interesting thing is New Mexico so far south that the rut happens much later than you'll see it in Montana, Wyoming, Colorado. You know, those states, they're typically looking at ruts in late November. New Mexico's mule deer rut occurs in January, typically. So some of the seasons are a little bit backwards. Usually you think like your rifle seasons are going to be closer to the rut and the archery seasons are in the pre-rut. New Mexico has an early archery, which is definitely pre-rut, but most of the muzzleloader and rifle hunts for deer are also pre-rut, and they have a late archery that hits right in the middle of the rut. So you're going to see some different success rates, and you're going to see different kinds of hunts because of that later rut happening in the late archery season. So overall, New Mexico, really good deer state. It kind of flies under the radar. Some of these top units for potential are hitting 190. I see a couple 180s and a 170s. So really, really strong quality potential in New Mexico. Draw odds, like everything else in New Mexico, these quality hunts are a little bit tougher. Resident draw odds, somewhere between 1 and 10-12% for most of the hunts. Non-resident draw odds, a lot of them are less than 1%, but some of them are starting to get into that 10-20%, especially for some of these muzzleloader early archery hunts. You can get a little bit higher odds. So there's a lot of other solid mule deer units to consider where you can have, you know, non-resident odds up in the double digits, well into the double digits, 20-30%, and you're still looking at 160-170-inch potential. So very, very strong overall state for mule deer, really. The coos deer breakdown, I'm not going to spend a ton of time on this. Arizona is still the coos deer state, so if you're a coos deer hunter, I would apply for Arizona, but there are a couple of units on the border of Arizona in New Mexico that have some coos deer. If you're one of those people that wants to hunt coos deer in New Mexico, I would just say go on over to Go Hunt, check out some of your options available to you there. We're going to move on here to the exotics. So New Mexico's got a few exotic species, which is really fun. So we got the Barbary sheep, bighorn sheep. So they have both Rocky Mountain and desert bighorn sheeps. They also have the ibex, which is considered a and a little bit of oryx too, but a lot of different exotics here in New Mexico. So some of the good news, let's start with the bighorn sheep. Both the Rocky Mountain and the desert bighorn sheep. Good news is the breakdown is like giant sheep for the most part, 180-inch Rocky Mountain bighorns, 175 to 170-inch desert bighorns. High success rates, 90 to 100% success rates for every single hunt choice. The downsides, the non-residents, they're going to hit you for $3,000 to get the tag. So you might say like, well, man, $3,000 ain't that bad if I actually draw. You're right. $3,000 isn't that bad if you actually draw. If you start adding up points in like Montana to draw a sheep tag, it's going to be way more than $3,000 before you draw your tag. Here's another kicker. The non-resident draw odds for sheep are, let me find it. I don't want to mess this up. Da, da, da. 0.0. Where did it go? I lost it. Very low. The key is they're very low. Okay. 0.0% for the Rocky Mountain bighorn and 0.1 for the DIY and 0.1% for the guided. The desert bighorn, 0.07% for non-resident and 0.14% for guided, which is really bad. I mean, even if you're going guided for Rocky Mountain bighorns, you're going to have to statistically apply for 1,000 years before you get the tag. So very, very low odds of sheep hunting as a non-resident in New Mexico. Even the residents, the odds aren't any better. I mean, you're still half, sub half percent. So if you want to apply, if you want to front the tag, go for it. You don't have a lot of odds. I just hate to break it to you guys. There's not a lot of opportunity to sheep hunt for bighorn sheep in New Mexico. So moving on to the Barbary sheep breakdown, a lot more opportunity. There's also an over-the-counter tag, but the over-the-counter tag is going to take a lot of work and low success rates, but it's an option. The rest of the tags, the draw odds, they're better. There's non-resident draw odds up to 30-40%. Resident draw odds up to 30-40%. Non-resident draw odds for the Barbary sheep, 1-9%, really. Success rates are pretty strong for the Barbary sheep. They're all double digits, 30-55%. And then the Ibex, another one, very, very hard. So there's over-the-counter tag. So that's outside of Unit 25, Florida Mountains. Virtually zero success rate, non-existent, not really a viable option for non-residents. For the other ones, the Unit 25, your non-resident odds, but I mean, we're basically back to sheep odds, 0%, 0.5%, the highest one for non-residents, 3.4%, but the success rate is only 3% for that hunt. So Ibex, another tough, tough one to do in New Mexico. Oryx, there's a once-in-a-lifetime Oryx tag available, you know, sub 1% for non-residents, sub 10% for residents. Harvest success rate's very high if you do draw it. We're up in the 85-90% success rate, so that's really good. But it's hard to hunt. So that really rounds it off for the New Mexico big game apps that are coming up once again, March 20th, 5 p.m. Mountain Time. It's a great state for elk, antelope, mule deer. Your exotics, maybe a little bit trickier to justify spending the money, but definitely elk is a great elk steak to apply for, to bring it in, especially if you are thinking of doing like an over-the-counter Colorado hunt as your backup option. If you're in a point rotation or a state rotation where this is your Colorado OTC year, great chance or great time to apply for New Mexico elk, because you never know what you're going to draw. You could truly draw a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And so that's something to think about. Get your apps in before March 20th. Get over to Go Hunt Insider. Get signed up. Do all your research out there. I've been using it all hunts I plan. I'm going to be using it again this year when we plan our antelope hunt. It's truly one of the best places out there to learn about Western hunting, other than, of course, the Western Rookie Podcast. But there you have it, folks. Thanks for listening today. Go get your applications in. Draw a tag. Have a great fall. Bye.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.